nobody else is paying for it, so there is a difference in what's available. But it just, I don't know, it just seems you're not quite getting what you should get on with the National Health.
Can you describe a typical day in your life now, comparing it with a day in French Guiana?
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, if I say now, I have my breakfast at around 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's usually toast and a cup of tea. I've recently tried having some fruit as well in the morning. And that's it. Then I set off for work around about 7:15. And I get to work. Then I drive about 22 miles. Get into work. I say, make myself a cup of coffee that lasts all day. And then my work takes over, and I'm then doing electromechanical. I do a bit of designing, bit of manufacturing, bit of testing, help customers with their problems. And we do oil field instrumentation and down the well instrumentation. So I help them with their problems. And that's my full day from 8 o'clock. Supposed to have a half hour lunch, which we don't always, in fact, very often don't take, because I get so wrapped up in my work. I enjoy it. And so I then finish about 4:30. It may well be later than that, and often is. So I may work up till 6 o'clock. Then I come home and have my main meal, which is something we've got to really try and sort out, because if I have a main meal any time later than 7 o'clock, I don't feel well in the evening. So somehow I've got to try and sort something out. I'm not sure what yet, but I've got to try and sort something out on that. If I'm home early, then we go